Shalom, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Yidid Nafshi, Rav Yisrael Apfel Shlita, v'chol b'nei beisa l'bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yedeim. In the Gemara in Zvachim, daf chof aleph amid beis, gufa amar Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, kol kiyo shem bo kadeh l'kadeh, sh'arba kohanim yimenu, ein mekadshim bo. Any kiyor, any basin that doesn't have enough water for four kohanim to sanctify their hands and feet from it, so the kohanim cannot sanctify their hands and feet with it. As it says, Shenemar, Rachtzu Menor Aaron Uvanov, that Moshe and Aaron and his sons might wash their hands and their feet from it. So here you have four. Aaron, Moshe, and his sons. Mesve. So now we have a kasha from a braisa. Kol hakelim, a kachin, ben shesh, ben revis, ben shem revis. Kohanim can sanctify their hands and feet from all types of kelim, whether they can hold a revius of water or they can't hold a revius of water, or vachu klei shareis, provided that they are siris vessels, they have to be klei shareis. So you said before that it has to be able to wash four Kohanim's hands. Here you have that it all only has to hold a revius, whether it has a revius or even not a revius. Doesn't sound like four Kohanim. Amar avad baracha bekodech b'selcho. The Bryce is referring to a case where one drills a hole in the key or in the basin and places a much smaller kli at the hole as a conduit for the water. Even if that kli is very small, the Kohen may be mekadesh yad v'raglav from it, provided that there is enough water in the actual kior for four Kohanim. Says the Gemara, V'hami menu rach omar rachmana yirchatsu le'rabos kli shareis V'hami menu omar rachmana. But doesn't the Torah say that they have to wash mimenu? They have to wash from the Klishar, from the kior, and not from another kli. And it's just the Gemara, Yirchatsu l'rabos klishareis. That it says Yirchatsu, and Yirchatsu is marve any klishareis, not only the kior. So you have the riboy of Yirchatsu to be marve shar klishareis. Ihachi. So if so, that you have the word of Yirchatsu, klichol mami, even a non-sacred vessel, even a klichol should be okay. Amar Abaye, klichol lo matzis amris mikal v'chomer mikano. Oma kano shenim shachimo enu makadesh. Klichol shenim shachino enim shenu makadesh. Abai says you can't say that a kohen can be makadesh ad v'raglov from a non-sacred vessel. Why? Because we have a kal v'chomer concerning the base of the kior, just as its base, which was anointed along with it, shenim shach imo, eino mekadesh. Even though it was anointed along with it, it is not fit for a kohen to be mekadesh ad v'raglav from it. So klichol she'eino nimshachim v'eino she'eino mekadesh, a non-sacred vessel which was not anointed along with the kior, does it not make absolute sense that a kohen may not be mekadesh ad v'raglav from it? So we have a kal v'chomer disqualifying a klichol as being a permissible kli for kiddush yadayim for a klayim. We're going to skip a little bit in the Gemara. Elamimenu lemute klichol. So we have the word mimenu, that's memayet, a klichol. So even though the Gemara was Docha the Kal Vachomer, and what we skipped, but so the Gemara says from a different place that Mimenu says only from it and not a Kli Chol. Yihachi klisharis nami. So then let Mimenu also exclude a klisharis. Once Mimenu is excluding a klichol only from the kior, so let it exclude a klisharis as well. Harabi Rachmani Yirchatsu. Wait a second, but we have a ribui, we have an amplification from the word Yirchatsu, which includes other kalim as well, which would include klisharis. Umara Yisa. So why do you include a klisharis and exclude a klichol rather than the opposite? Zeton mashicha kamov, zeinom tishicha ton mashicha kamov. A klisharis requires mashicha, requires anointing. And a klichol doesn't require anointing. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemara ha-kedosha. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We were zocha to learn a number of lines of Gemara. The Rambam, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Halacha Yud writes, mitzvah l'kadosh b'mei ha-kior. Vim kidesh me'echad mikli shareis hareze kosher. So it's a mitzvah to mekadesh from the waters of the basin of the kior, and if he was mekadesh from one of the other kli shareis, it's also kosher. So we see midivrei Rambam that even though the Gemara has a ribui of yirchatsu to be marbe kol kli shareis, that they're all kosher l'kiddush adayim v'raglayim, that would seem filashano shel Rambam that it's dafka b'di'evid, that it's kasher. But l'chatchila, one should be makadesh min ha-kior b'dafka. You should use specifically the kior, the Rambam says. If you did it from one of the other klei shareis, it's beseder, it's kasher. But that doesn't mean that that's the ideal. The ideal is to do it dafka from the kior. The only problem is the Ramban. The Ramban says, ala Torah, parshis kisisa, paraglamet pasuk yates, varechitza hi ha-mitzvah, aval ha-kior tziva bo la-hazmana ve'eno ma'ake v'lo la-mitzvah. Wow. So the Rambam understood that since we have a ribui in the Gemara that kol klei shareis are kosher, l'kiddush adayim v'raglayim, so it's even a lechatchila tikkadin. And there's no tosefes mitzvah, there's no additional mitzvah to be mekadesh dafka from the kior. And he brings a raya, because it says about the kohen gadol that every day the kohen gadol is mekadesh ad raglav min hakior, but then Yom Kippur from a kiton shel zov. Yumamim gimalam adei, so it's mashma. That there's no special mitzvah in Makadish min hakior b'dafka. If there was a mitzvah, lechatchila to be Makadish min hakior. So why on Yom Kippur is this mitzvah pushed away? We should also do the mitzvah on Yom Kippur. So you see that aval hakior tziva b'lazman, aveinu ma'akei v'lo l'mitzvah. There's nothing special about the kior dafka. You do the rechitza, and you can do it from any kli sharis. So if that's true, then we have to understand the Rambam, that he holds that there is a mitzvah al koponim lechatchila to be mekadesh min hakior b'dafka. What is he going to do with the Gemara that a kohen gadol that was mekadesh b'Yom Kippur mikiton shel zav? And Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol wasn't mekayim the mitzvah lechatchila. By the way, sweet friends, if you want to choose a day not to do mitzvah lechatchila, Yom Kippur is not the day. So why wasn't he doing, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah lechatchila and Yom Kippur, like the Ramban proves? What is the Rambam going to do with the Ramban's proof? We also have to understand, how does the Rambam know that this is a special mitzvah to be mekadesh min hakior, since there's a ribui from the extra pasuk of Yirchatsu? Ayin kan v'peirush Rashi that kol kli sharis kashu l'kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So maybe it's even a din l'chatchila, like the Ramban holds a liba d'emes. So how does the Rambam come to reach his conclusion? So the wonderful Sefer Or Avram in Simen Chav says as follows, that the Rambam was medayek from the Mishnah in Yuma. It says there, b'chol yom v'yom koin mekadish yad v'raglav min hakior v'yom mekiton shel zav. So if it was a din, even l'chatchila, to be mekadish mikol kli sharei, so why does the Mishnah say, sh'b'chol yom hayakadish min hakior? L'chor it should say, b'chol yom mekadish mikol kli sharei, u'v'yom hakipur min kiton shel zav. So if it was lechatchila digadin that you can use any klishari, so why don't you do that every day? Lefi pshuto, even what the Kohen Gadol is mekadish mikiton shel zav and Yom Kippur, it's only a din lechatchila. Then the Rambam, the second paragraph of Chosavod Yom Kippur, Malacha Hey, brings the Mishnah in Yuma, and he adds that the reason in Yom Kippur is Makadosh Mikitun Shalzav is Bishum Kvoda. So it would seem, Kedavar Pasha, that if it's Makadosh Yadav Raglim, we call Kli Sharis Acher, it would also be Kasha. So the Mishnah is talking about a din of Lechatchila. Lechatchila and Yom Kippur use a Kitun Shalzav. So if Lechatchila you should use a Kitun Shalzav, so then it's also saying, when it says in the Mishnah that B'chol Yom Makadosh, that Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav Raglav Min HaKiyor, that every day the Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav Min HaKiyor, that's also a din lechatchila. The Reish is also, the Seif is talking about lechatchila Mekiton Shalzav and Yom Kippur, and the Reish is also talking about lechatchila. And what's that? That every day you use Dafka the Kiyor and not any other Kli. So that's how the Rambam got to his reached his conclusion. That's how the Rambam formulated his Shita. Because of this Mishnah, because of his diuk from the Mishnah. And why is it lechatchila mitzvah lekadosh min hakiyor bedafka? So we have to be makdim the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah says las espais l'Hashem muchan lios makrivim bo korbanos. V'chogan elav shalosh pamim bashana shenamar vasuli mikdosh. It's a mitzvah says to make a house for Hashem, to be makriv korbanos, and to celebrate three times a year, as it says, v'asuli mikdosh. So the Rambam writes that you need a Beis HaMikdosh to be Olel HaRegel, Lios Makrivim Bor Korbanos V'chogim Elav Shalosh Pe'amim Bashana, to be Olel HaRegel and the Regalim. So we can say that the Bayis is Ma'akev in this Kiyum HaMitzvah, because without a Beis HaMikdosh there's no Chovas Aliyah LaRegel. When the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah livnos beis hamikdash lahakiv bo korbanos, it's not so pashut, because the Rambam, the most quoted Rambam in the history of all Rambams being quoted by anyone who ever quoted a Rambam, is in the sixth parak in Halacha Tesvav, where the Rambam writes lefikach makrivin korbanos kulaf b'shein sham bayis banui shakdush rishon kitchel shaitiv kitchel lasid lover. You can be makrif korbanos in the makom hamikdash even at the beis hamikdash. He also writes their parak beis halacha dalav shel shenavim olu memen agol echad etc vechad etc makrivin alam zbechad zekol korbanos af b'shein sham bayis. So sifsei our Rambam barur milelo, as they say in the rabbinic literature, the Rambam is as clear as day that you're allowed to be makrif korbanos even without a beis hamikdash. So since we see that ein habayis banui me'akev behechshar korbanos korbanos, it is not critical to have a Beis HaMikdash in order to be Makrif Korbanos. So then we have to understand, why did the Rambam say that the mitzvah livnos mikdash is a tzarech HaKorbanos Korbanos? You don't need a Bayis Banu to be Makrif Korbanos. So the Ramban ala Torah in Parashas Tetzaveh, with respect to that, that it says that the Big Day Kahuna have to be L'Kovidol Seferis, the Rambam says, like, is it worth more than $1 million? Is it more than $100 million to learn all these Rambams and Rambans? It's like winning the lottery. So he says, "Valderech haemes lekavod l'seferes yomer b'sheyas yomer sheyasu bigdei hakodesh la'aron l'sharis behem lekavod Hashem hashoychem b'sercham l'seferes uzam kedoksiv ki teferes uzamo ato uksiv beis mikdashenu v'sif arteinu asher l'lucha avoseinu v'kiddushanu hu hakavod v'tif arteinu." Teferis Yisrael, ve'od ne'amar oz v'seferis b'mikdasho, v'chein l'far makom mikdashi makom ragle achabed, she'a makom ha'mikdash mefor b'teferis, a lot of pe'er going on, a lot of glory, makom ragle she'a makom beis ha'mikdash, mechul b'tekavet Hashem, v'chein b'Yisrael l'spar, she'a maru mi'achid, behem tefarto, v'chein omar l'mato, gam b'big de'ar bonim kulam, l'kavet ulu teferis, v'am r'karbonus, yalu al rotzen mizbechi, u'beis tefarti afar, v'hinei ha'mizbeach ritzono, Covid based defarto. Ayin Shem Ramban, behold Dvar. So Lefi Pshuto, we see from this Ramban that he holds Kedas HaRamban Beperakas Milchus Klein Mikdash Halacha Talid, that the whole din of the Kodal Teferis that it says Lekabe Big Day Kahuna is a gather of Noi and Hider. Because when he talks here about the Begadim, the special Begadim that the Kohen is wearing, he talks about it in the context of it being pear, of it being beautiful. L'sifaris uzam, it's glorious, just like the Beis HaMikdash is a place of glory. So this din of L'kabad ul teferes, that it says L'gabay bigdei kahuna, is a gedder of noy and hider, but it's not a din likufa, as the Rambam says, ain sham. And he argues with Rashi. Rashi says that the din of likavod l'seferes is likufa. Ain sham dibur maschal mikoroim, and the shita mikubetzis there was aleph. And we've had in the past a shiurim on big day kahuna. But if the big day kahuna aren't likavod l'seferes, the Rashi holds it's ma'ak, even the Rambam holds that it's not. And the Ramban as well. So it emerges from the Ramban that the Indian of the Zbech itself is Li'ikuva when it comes to Hechsher Karbanos. And the reason is because the Mizbech is an Indian of Ratzon and Ritzui. It's like fulfilling God's will and appeasing Him Kaviyachol. But that's the Iker Din of Karbanos, Shiyalu L'Ratzon, that they should go up for Hashem's goodwill, and the Iker Ratzon is Miskayim and the Mizbech. And that's definitely Li'ikuva. V'amru Karbanos Yalu al-Ratzon Mizbechi U'beis Tefarati Afar V'inu Mizbech Ritzono, as the Ramban writes. So the Mizbech is Li'ikuva, because the Mizbech brings the Iker Ratz. The point of the Mizbech is Ratzon, and Ratzon is Li'ikuva. Ratzon is critical. Ratzon holds you back. You can't, without that, it doesn't work. We see this also in the Rambam there in Perek Beis. Ma'ashenken yina bayis atzmo, the house, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash is not Midin HaRatzon Shel HaKorbanos. The Ikarin is the covenant and the Teferis, the honor, the glory, the noy, the hiddur, the beauty of the Korbanos. Not the Ratzon aspect of the Korbanos, but the beauty, the glory. So that's an Idin of noy and hiddur of Kol HaMitzvos Kulam. So even though it's part of the Guf Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah, but it's not Ma'akev. Like the Rambam writes, that the din of Teferis, that it says by Big Day Kahuna, is not Li'ikuva. Loshon HaRambam, in Perek Ches Halacha Daled, Big Day Kahuna Mitzvosam, Shiyu Chadoshim Noim Mushuloshim Kederech Big Day HaGedolim. So there's this mitzvah that they should be new and nice, like the Big Day HaGedolim, Shenamar, L'Kavod L'Seferes. I'm skipping a little bit. Hayom Meshuchakim, if they were worn out, or if they were a little bit too long, and he fixed them with the Avnate, Ad Shenasu K'midaso, and that adjusted it to his measure, so that's not so geschmack, that it's not exactly his size. And V'Avon Avodasok Sheirah. So you see that it's not Li'ikuva. It's just a din of Noi, and Noi and Hidr is not Li'ikuva when it comes to the Begodim. Also looking to say for Achinuch a mitzvah tzadiyeh. So according to this, we can explain the Rambam that the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash is lasa spais l'Hashem uchuch l'hakul v'karvanos, that even though ein abayis abonu me'akev b'hakarvoson, but it's not like a stam mitzvah to build a house, build a beis hamikdash, but rather the gedder is like a hiddur and a teferis v'akovet be'etzim ha'kovas ha'karvanos atzman, because the inyan of the noy in the hiddur, the beauty of the mitzvah, is part and parcel of the guf of the gufa and the cheftz of the mitzvah. It's just not me'akev b'kiyum ha'mitzvah. So, when it comes to having a bias, so that definitely enhances the beauty of the Hakrabas HaKarbanos, that it's done in a beautiful structure, in a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. That's the glory. And that's the esod of this mitzvah. So it's not Li'ikuva Be'echshir HaKarbanos, because you're makriv all Karbanos, even though there's no bias, but it's an enhancement of the mitzvah, and it's definitely part and parcel of the mitzvah. It's not a separate aspect of the mitzvah. It's an enhancement of the very mitzvah. It's part of the kuf cheftz of the mitzvah. So therefore the Rambam says that yes, that it's a mitzvah, sesei la'asas ba'is la'shem muchan la'lios makrivin bo'ar karbanos, to bring a karbanos, because part of the beauty of the karbanos, the teferes is that you should have a ba'is, and you shouldn't just be bringing it outside, you know, under the sky, just because you have a mizbech. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esei Chof, the Himitzvos Binyan Beis HaMikbid Beis HaBchirei, writes there, she said, Klal Kol Kol HaChalokim Shemenor V'Ashulcham HaMizbeach V'Zulasim Kulam Emichelke HaMikdash V'Akol Yikari Mikdash V'Kvar Esbaru Mishpatei Mitzvos Zu B'Chlal Kolomer Binyan Beis HaMikdash V'Taro Binyan HaMizbeach etc. V'Chulei Mesechas Mitzvos V'Chein Esbar Tavnis HaMenor V'Ashulcham HaMizbeach HaZav V'Mokom V'Heichol V'Mor Menochas V'Yuma Ad Kan Lashon HaRambam. So the Rambam here says that all of the Kalim and the Mikdash are part of the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash Atzmo. The Ramban famously in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esei Lamed Gimel, disputes the Rambam on this point, and he holds that the kelim are part of the Maisa HaKorbanos VeAvodos HaMikdash, and not part of the mitzvah of the Binyan HaBayis. Every karban and avoda is a mitzvah, and this mitzvah includes the kli with which the avoda is done. So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash includes the kelim, and according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of the avoda includes the kelim with which the avoda is done. The Rambam, in the third paragraph of Hilchos Shmini Musaf and Lacha Aleph, writes, "Mitzvah says, 'Lahakdir k'taras alam zbeach hazov shebehechol pa'amayim b'chol yom, v'bo'k rabbein arbaim shenemar v'hikdir alav k'taras aron k'taras samim.'" Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, "Mizbeach shenekar maktir an k'taras bimekomo." That's from the Gemara later on, Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph. So the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah says that it be maktir the k'taras and mizbeach hazov and the hechol twice, morning and afternoon. And he writes in Halacha Beis that if the mizbeach was uprooted, then you are makdir the k'taras in its place, as the Gemara says later on. The Meshech Chochma in Parashas Pekudei Divu Amaschil V'Nachas writes, "Kain da the afagav de b'gemar lo niskar mehechem lamed shemizbeach shenakar makdirim b'makom and ira the yalef de shemen amor be b'shemen amor k'siv b'parashas amor v'yikhoi lech etc. Al haminorah tahor b'parashas tisa k'siv l'gabek tares v'shachakta l'fnei edus bo moed v'lo zochar shemizbeach lemor al mizbeach yakterena l'chein moru lanu derak mekomo me'akev al mizbeach lo n'akev dimnekar makdirim b'makom v'zed diuk nachon." So the Holy Meshech Chochma learns Medayik in the Psukim. As Rav Kuperman, you have to read his Akdama to the Meshech Chochma, where he shows how Meshech Chochma's mastery of Parshanut HaMikra. And so here the Meshech Chochma looks at the Gemara and he says, "All right, Gevaldik, you told me a din that the Mizbeach Shenekar Makdir and Akhtaris Bimakom. Where do you get the din from? The Gemara didn't tell us. The Gemara often tells us. Here the Gemara didn't tell us." So he says that it's Omek Pshuto Shel Mikra, because by the Shemen HaMa'or, it says that where do you put the Shemen? Al Menorah Tahor, you need a Menorah. But when it talks about the Ketores, it doesn't mention the Mizbeach. It doesn't say Al Mizbeach Yaktirena. And therefore it tells us that the Makom is Ma'akev, but the Mizbeach is not Ma'akev. It says Lefnei Duspol Moik, but the Mizbeach itself is not Ma'akev. Is that Diuk Nochon? Das ist a richtige Diuk, the Holy Meshech Chochma would say, if he were here today. I assume he would still speak Yiddish. So this is a correct diuk. But similarly, it says in Parashat Tzitzav, "Legabe mizbeach haktores v'hikdir alav Aaron." So the pasuk he quoted is Parashat Kisisa. What about Parashat Tzitzav? "V'hikdir alav Aaron k'taras sam," etc. That you have to be makdir legabe mizbeach haktores. We're talking about mizbeach haktores. "V'hikdir alav on it," you're makdir the k'taras sam. And that's the pasuk that the Rambam brings. So therefore, we have to say that the Rambam holds that even though we see from the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa that the mizbeach is not ma'akev b'aktaras haktaras, al kopanim, there's another pasuk that there is a mitzvah lahakdir haktaras ala mizbeach. Because there in Parshas Tetzaveh we're talking about the asiyas hamizbeach, like it says there in pasuk aleph, asiyas hamizbeach miktar haktaras. And in order to be makdir, all of us you have this mizbeach to be makdir around at the k'taras, and therefore the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah sesei lahakdir k'taras al mizbeach hazov shebeheichol, as it says v'hikdir alav aron k'taras samim. And that's even though the Rambam says in Halacha Beis that the mizbeach shenekar, if it was uprooted, makdir k'taras b'mekom, it's not ma'akev, but it's definitely wonderful to have, definitely a mitzvah. So memelo we can say that the Rambam holds that the din of mizbeach k'taras is gedin hamikdash atzmo. That's just like we find a mitzvah in the Torah, living on space of a chira, v'tama mitzvah, k'deila hakar bo'os ha-karbonos, like the Rambam says, t'chil space of a chira. Nevertheless, the bais ha-boni, the built bais is nama'ake bechshar karbonos. We can say that that's the gedera dover, that the union of hider, that's the teferis, that's the glory. So the glory is to have a bais as well. So the bais is nama'ake, but it's beautiful to have a bais. Just this bais is nama'ake, like the Rambam says, it's still holy. So therefore, the mitzvah sabinyan is begeder noy v'hider v'teferes, and it's not ma'akev in the akarbas akarbanos, but it's definitely a mitzvah lechatchila. So we can say the same thing about the ktoris. That it's not ma'akev to have a mizbeach, but it's definitely a mitzvah. So it's definitely a noy, it's definitely a hider to do it on a nice mizbeach, a nice gold mizbeach. And Bifrat, according to what the Rambam holds, that mitzvah sasiyah and mizbeach haktaras is included in the mitzvah binyan habayis. And we find that the mitzvah to be makdir ketoris is on the mizbeach. We also find that it's not ma'akev, like the Meshech Chochma is medayik from the pasuk from Pshuta Shel Mikra. Therefore, we can also say that the just like the Beis HaMikdash, the bias is a hiddur in Akravas HaKarbonos, so too the Mizbeach HaZov, which is a prat in the midst of Binyan HaBayis, is also a hiddur in the Haktaras HaKtaras, but not ma'akev. So now that we've gone on this beautiful path, we can take those two yesodos of the added noy of the bias and the added noy of the mizbeach, even though they're not ma'akev, and we can now apply that to the holy kiddush davar glaim and akir. So yes, it's not li kuva. We have a ribui in the pasuk to tell us yirchatzu that you're allowed to wash with other kelim as well, but the Torah says kir, and that's part of the noya mitzvah to do with the kir. Also, mikdash kelim is beach lola v'lashar korbanos. The Rambam writes perak alf menos beis b'chira lechavu v'kiyur v'kano lekadish menu akwanam idem raglem la'avoda. It says in the pasuk v'sisa kiyur nachoshes v'kano nachoshes l'rachta v'rachta anavanu v'imenu. So the yirch to mind still says not ma'akev, but is it a noise? Is it a hiddur? Is it an ideal way of doing it? Of course. Now we can take this a step further, and we can answer from the Mishnah in Yuma that the Ramban brought as a raya. The Ramban said there's a raya that it says in the Mishnah in Yuma, "B'chol yom kohen gadol makadish yadav ragluv min akior, v'yom min akiton shel zav." So, if it was a mitzvah lechatchila to use the kior, then why in Yom Kippur is he Mekadish Men Akiton Shel Zav? So let's see now. Let's answer that question. Because in that Mishnah it says that B'chol Yom Kohanim Olim B'Mizrach Shel Kevesh V'Yodim Ma'arovo, that every day the Kohanim would go up in the east of the ramp and go down on the west. V'Yom Kohen Gadol Ola Be'emtza V'Yored Be'emtza. Today he goes up in the middle and goes down, and the Rashi explains, "V'chol yom akwanim olam mizbech b'sfas mizrachos shel kevesh, v'kevin d'chol p'chilas pinasa liyamin, v'ein no she'im makif shelo letzorech, v'yom kohen gadol marek avodo v'chibasin shel Yisrael she'ishluchan, v'osa atzmo k'ben bayis v'im balalalas mizbech lahakif, kol namatim domim t'midim usafim v'elo makif es kol hakevesh letzorech v'shelo letzorech." So to write the Meiri simile, "B'chol yom akor shanu kol mizbech lo yol abem tzav mizbech m'shem yiras shemaim." Yom Kohen Gadol Lakol Vayom HaKohen Vayom Kohen Gadol Lakol Shenaseh Mizbeach HaChitzon Holech Be'emtza B'lo Derech HaKofa V'haras Chibasa V'chibas HaTzibur Shu Shlucho Shu Kuben Bayis Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning that when somebody goes up to the Mizbeach, when the Kohen goes up to the Mizbeach, he has to turn to the right, like it says in Yud Zayin Amid Beis, in Zvachim Samach Beis Amid Beis. And therefore, he has to go up on the right side of the ramp, because if he goes on the left side, then he's going to have to cross the width of the ramp in order to go to the right. And it's not nice to be makif the Mizbeach, to go around the Mizbeach, shelo letzorech. So therefore, he goes up on the right. When the Kohen finishes his avodah b'rosh ha-Mizbeach, he doesn't go back, but rather he's mashlim hakofas hamizbeach. He goes all the way around and he ends up on the left, and he goes down the left side of the kevesh, which is what he meets first when he finishes surrounding the mizbeach. The distance between the right side of the ramp and the left is 16 amos. That's the width of the ramp. And since the kevesh, this ramp, is on the south side of the mizbeach, so that would mean that the yamin hakevesh, the right, is to the east, and the left is to the west. right? If the kevish is on the south side, then the right of south, it's always we, right? If you have the south, then you go up from the south, the left is west, is W, is west, and the right is east. So therefore, the Mishnah says that he goes up on the right side, then he surrounds it, and then he goes on the left side. Then he goes down on the left side. That's what happens normally. And today, Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol owes Ola Be'emtza V'Yored Be'emtza. If, for example, he has to do Matan Dam Mishel Chatas HaMusaf and HaKalas HaMizbeach, or to be Makdir the Evarim Shel HaTmidim VaMusafim Shel Elo Ve'El Ha'am, so when he's doing those Avodos, what does he do? He goes up and down in the middle, and he ends up traversing, passing around the whole width of the ramp, half when he's going up, and the other half when he's going down. Litzarech, v'shelo litzarech. Meaning that when he goes up in the middle, and he reaches the Mizbeach, he crosses the east side of the width of the ramp, Litzorech, because he has to go to the right. And when he finishes his Akafa and he wants to go down, he crosses the west side of the width of the ramp, and he goes down in the middle, Shelo Litzorech. Because he doesn't have to, he can go on the west, down the west side of the ramp. Why does he go in the middle? So the answer is even Shelo Litzorech. Why? In order to be married, kvodo shel kohen gadol v'chibasim shel Yisrael lifnei amakom, because the kohen gadol is a shliach shel Yisrael, and he makes himself like a ben bayis lifnei amakom. That's the special behavior of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. The mitzad, the kavod of the mizbeach, that's mechayiv that the kohanim should always go up min hatzad, and it's not nice that they should be makiv shelo litzarech. But here, he's ole be'emtza. He doesn't even have to be ole be'emtza. I mean, once he's turning to the, once he's already ole be'emtza, now he has to litzarech. He has to go to the right. He has to cross over half, traverse half of the width of the mizbeach. But in the first place, he could have just gone up on the side. He could have just gone up on the minatzad. He didn't have to go up in the middle. Why does he go up in the middle? And also when he comes down, he doesn't have to go all the way to the middle. Why does he do that? Because that's kvod shekoyin gadol. So we're docha the kavod mizbech. It might not be so nice for the mizbech, but that's kavod mizbech. He shows himself like he's a ben bayis. You know, when you're at your own house, you walk around freely. When you're in someone else's house, you know, you're a little bit more hesitant. You don't feel so comfortable walking around. Because on Yom Kippur, he wants to show that he's like a ben bayis. So this is how we can explain the Rambam. And when it says in the Mishnah that every day the Kohen Gadol is mekadesh shel raglav min hakiyor and yom nikiton shel zav, that's mishum kvodo shel Kohen Gadol, like it says in the Gemara, mem hey. So it's the same idea. That the mitzvah to be mekadesh min hakiyor, that's mishum me'inyan vehidr kol teferes hamikdash, klei hamikdash, that's the beauty of the mikdash, you do it from the kiyor. So the rabbis understood that you can be doche, this din noy and hidr, and covered out to the covered of the Kohen Gadol b'avodas Yom Kippurim. So the covered of the avodah b'chol hashana zayde shekadosh min hakiyor. But the covered of avodas Yom Kippurim is that it should be mekadosh min hakiton shel zav. That's what the rabbis understood. That use your special silver jug. The Ramban learned that it's only You can that no that that, that it's not even a din lechatchila to use the kiyar, and he brought a raya from the kiton shel zav. Why in Yom Kippur you allowed to use a kiton shel zav? It must be that you don't have to use the kiyar at all. There's no special mitzvah to be mekadesh min hakiyar b'dafka. Because if there was a special mitzvah lechatchila lekadesh min hakiyar, so why is this mitzvah pushed away for the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur? Mishum kavoda. And the Rambam holds that there is a special mitzvah because it's a hider. It's more of a beautiful way of doing it normally. It's part of the Kavod HaMikdash. However, Mishum Kvodo Shel HaKohen Gadol, since the Kohen Gadol is a special inyan, like we showed by how he goes up the Mizbech, there's a special inyan of the Kohen Gadol feeling like a Ben Bayis, feeling special in the Beis HaMikdash. So we're docha that mitzvah dafkan Yom Kippur. And we say he uses a kiton shel zav, and all year long he washes from the kiyor because that's the mitzvah lechatchila, and that's the machlokas Rambam. Is it a mitzvah dafka from the kiyor lechatchila like the Rambam holds, or no, like the Ramban holds? And we saw how the there's a special hiddur to bring korbanos. It's part of the beauty of korbanos, and we have a bayis. It's part of the beauty of bringing the ktaris, and we have a mizbeach. And in the same way, part of the beauty, since Yom Kippur is a special day for the Yom Kohen Gadol, it's the Kohen Gadol day, it's the Kavod HaKohen Gadol day. So, as part of it, to enhance his own personal service in Kavod, better Kavod, the Gemara says is Kavod, he uses a Kiton Shel Zav, but normally, Enachinami, B'chol Yom, B'kadish Yodav V'raglov Min HaKiyor, because that's the mitzvah, L'chatchila. So Baruch Hashem, we saw some Yisodos Gedolim, we have a lot of food for thought. And we should be zocher l'umal du l'lamed l'shma v'lasu l'kaim is called Dibrei Samu Torah Sadi Yehavo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.